think thank you to everyone for accommodating today's meeting into their schedules. This is an important decision, and I appreciate all of us being able to participate. I want to extend a big thank you to the members of the ad hoc committee for their work in reviewing the applicants and presenting their recommendation. It is very gratifying to see such well-respected and busy people serve our community in a volunteer capacity. I will be sending a letter to each of them expressing our gratitude. I also want to thank each member of our community who applied to be considered for this vacancy, and I will also be writing to them. Every single person who applied has much to contribute to our city. I hope they will continue to be interested in serving. In reviewing the list of applicants, it looks like for many, this is a first time or a first step taken to serve on City Council. I hope that having taken this step, each of them will present themselves for election in the future. They can count on me to assist them in coming to that decision by providing information, suggestions, and encouragement, however I can help. Public service is an honor and it's a privilege, and I know it is a goal for each of us to have more of our residents participate. I also want to recognize the courage it took for all of these applicants to come forward. It is unacceptable behavior to intimidate, or as I understand the term now is dox, and bully in order to discourage qualified individuals from submitting applications. I have been told by some that they would have applied but for this behavior, and we even have seen some applicants withdraw from the process. Some who were never even going to apply were accused of already having been selected and were contacted at their workplace with heavy suggestions that they should not seek this position. We've received letters, including one sent under a pseudonym to members of the ad hoc committee, sent to their actual workplaces, criticizing their involvement with disrespectful and classless comments. Now, this is totally unacceptable, particularly when these individuals only wanted to serve our community. I understand some feel very passionately about this issue, but we all know we've gone too far when that passion is used to bully and intimidate rather than to exchange in a respectful dialogue the different points of view. None of us support some of the things that we have seen. We are the friendly city, and we are an inclusive community where there is respect for different points of view, even when we disagree. We must always find a way to be able to disagree without being disagreeable. You know, on December the 14th and before and afterwards, I have listened intently to what has been said. I've listened to all the different comments. I've heard several really important points, and I recognize the sharp divide between what many consider proper representation on the one hand and the results of the previous election on the other. For me, this is a matter of gender and whether in 2021 we should have a city council comprised of 8 men and 1 woman when we have the ability to do something about that. Regardless of our choice today, our situation puts us in a challenging position to properly represent our community. Residents and non-residents alike recognize the lack of diversity and regularly remind us. This is precisely why the Municipal Act allows for appointments and why the ministry policy provides direction for councils to consider underrepresented sectors of communities. This process, outlined in the Municipal Act, is designed precisely for instances such as where we find ourselves now, where the composition of council is not reflective of the diversity of a community. It is not designed to cast blame, but instead asks us to address the matter of diversity, just as the policy of the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing clearly states. There are communities in Ontario that use both methods to fill vacancies, as permitted under the law, just like some use different voting systems. Some municipalities appoint replacement members of council in different ways. That does not mean they are more or less democratic than us. There are different provinces in Canada which use different rules to fill vacancies, including some that use only special elections. That does not mean that Ontario is more or less democratic. And there are different jurisdictions that elect many more positions, including judges and police chiefs or sheriffs as they refer to them. And that does not mean that they are more or less democratic than us. It just means that they use a different process. You know, interestingly, some of those jurisdictions that elect their judges also have their governors appoint senators to fill a vacancy. This will occur today as Vice President Kamala Harris resigned her seat as a senator from California, and Governor Newsom will select her replacement. This does not make them an undemocratic state or that their process is undemocratic. So how do we find a way forward when some are not willing to consider any compromise other than something that has already been put to an unsuccessful vote? Governing is about a good process where decision makers are willing to consider alternatives. What we have before us is an alternative and deserves at least our consideration. I am grateful to the men and women who have come forward to offer to serve. I am grateful to the members of the committee who considered those applicants and have made their recommendation. It is a decision for council to make, and I will respect that decision just as I have with all decisions we've taken over the past 25 months. It will then be my job to help implement our decision. I choose to look at this from the perspective that in spite of the climate, we've had 19 individuals who applied. This is more than the 17 who presented in Ward 1 in the last election. I choose to look at the fact that 13 females applied along with 6 men, compared to only 4 women who presented in 2018. I choose to look at the diversity of the applicants who represent the diversity of our city in terms of gender, race, ethnicity, orientation, age, as well as though the combination of long-term residents and those who are newly arrived. I choose to look at this as a call to welcome everyone to participate, and not just those of us who have the financial ability and other advantages that came from our positions of privilege prior to getting elected. The positive results of this process are significant and show what can occur when we make the efforts to encourage diversity and equity. Belleville represents everyone in our community, not just those who voted for us in 2018, but also those who did not vote at all and whose voice was not heard. I look forward to seeing more people involved as a result of opening this process to everyone, including all of these well-qualified applicants. So there's a motion on the floor to receive the report.